Well, joining me now is Douglas Holtz Eakin, American Action Forum president and former Congressional Budget Office director, and Kristen Tate, columnist at The Hill newspaper and author of The Liberal Invasion of Red State America. Great to see you both. Kristen, I want to start with you. Let me take you back in time a little bit. This is President Biden from August this year saying that the student loan payment pause would end later this year. Listen, Kristen.
Student loan payment pause is going to end. It's going to end December 30. I'm extending to December 31st, 2022, and it's going to end at that time. It's time for the payments to resume.
So, Kristen, what happened? What's going on here?
Well, here's what's going on. The Democrats are hell-bent on transferring money from American taxpayers, which includes blue-collar workers, service workers, and minorities, to a critical segment of their voter base, which is mostly young college graduates, mostly who went to liberal arts colleges, and many of whom are in the upper and middle classes. Brian, remember that the richest 40% of Americans, they own 60% of the student loan debt, while the bottom 40% of earners hold just 20% of that debt. So this is all about politics. And after all, if the economy is as good as the Biden administration keeps insisting it is, why would they need to keep putting pauses on these loan repayments? These pauses have cost taxpayers at least $155 billion so far. It's ridiculous. But this is all about politics.
So, Doug, the pandemic's over, then it's not. but you look at this and you think, you know, is this ever going to end? Because let's say the Supreme Court says, you know what, you can't do that. You can't wipe away $400 billion in debt. Does this just mean that until we get another president, we're going to keep seeing these temporary extensions because it's the way to do politics without the constitutional power of the purse in Congress, Doug? Is that where we are?
It sure looks that way. And I think Kristen's being way too nice about this. I mean, this is really a policy in search of a problem. You know, right now, he's saying, well, we need to do this because the courts have to hear my loan forgiveness effort and make a decision. But the loan forgiveness effort makes no sense whatsoever. She's right. It goes to largely affluent people. It doesn't solve any education problem. Not one more person will have a better college education after spending $420 billion taxpayer dollars. He probably doesn't have the authority to do it. And it sends the message that you can sign a contract voluntarily and then just ignore it. That's a terrible, terrible piece of leadership by this president. And this just adds another 6 months to that lesson and guarantees that these repayments won't be made, the taxpayer will be on the hook for them, and that ultimately we see a big transfer.
Now, I know Kristen's never that nice when it comes to government taking other people's stuff, but that's exactly what's going on here. I mean, American taxpayers once again are being told, you're a chump. Don't listen to the president when he says he's done extending. He's not, Kristen. What does this mean going forward for the economy to continue to roll these payments or these non-payments forward? It seems inflationary to me. Are you worried about that?
Of course it's inflationary. These politicians just continue pumping money into the system. And, you know, the classic definition of inflation is more dollars chasing the same number of goods. But continuing to pause these payments and promising total cancellation, it is so utterly unfair to people who decided not to go to college because they couldn't afford to. People like plumbers, people who work in construction, people who work in the service industry, and then also to people who did go to college and then were responsible and paid off their loans quickly. And how about to the people who joined the military to get a free college education? This is just a slap in the face to those people too. But I think the biggest problem here, Brian, is that if you cancel the student loan repayments or continue to pause them, you're just making the core of this problem worse, because colleges will continue to hike their prices with impunity. They know the kids will keep on going because the students know they can get as much money as they need to cover their tuition, no matter how absurdly high it is. These kids are being sold a bill of goods by America's education system, and now they're being told that they don't have to pay these loans back, that in fact it's the taxpayers' responsibility.
So, Doug, let's stick with the time machine for a second. I'll take you back to September. We had another announcement from Biden back in September saying, hey, the railway strike, don't worry about it. We've got that solved. Well, here we are, late November, and it looks like we might be on the precipice of a strike. What would that mean for the economy, Doug?
Well, in September, he did solve the problem he was concerned about, and that was something bad happening before the election. So they managed to gather at the White House and cobble together a deal that they would vote on after the election. And turns out, it's not a popular deal. So disrupting core transportation networks is another example of the famous supply chain problems we've heard so much about. This administration is fond of blaming all bad things on supply chain problems. Well, they're about to see another one hit us in a very big way. It would slow growth, it would cost jobs, it will increase the inflationary pressures in the economy. This is not good news as we turn the corner into 2023.
Kristen, do you see this happening, or do you see Congress stepping in before we get to the point where we get a strike?
The effects of a rail strike would be quite serious, and that's why I suspect we actually won't see a prolonged strike. It would be a political disaster for both the unions and for Congress. Right. Mm-hmm. The unions understand that if they strike during the holidays, it's going to infuriate middle America and make the unions look bad. And then if we have, a supply chain disruption, it's going to make the Democrat-controlled Congress look very bad. So I think this is just the unions trying to grab as much as they can before the Republican House takes control. I mean, can you imagine being upset with the prospect of a 24% wage increase?
Wow.
I don't know anyone in the non-unionized private sector getting that kind of raise. So this is just about politics again, and the unions know that they have the Democrats and the Biden administration over a barrel.
Right. If you got student debt, you get a handout. Everybody else, get ready for a potential strike, or at the very least, paying for somebody else's debt. We got to leave it there. Doug, Kristen, great to see you both. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Brian.